This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 20th. Caring through the end. Our reading comes from John 19, verses 17 through 27. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews." Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Here we see the Good Shepherd so near to the end of his life and in so much pain that he would certainly understand if he focused only on his own suffering. But he doesn't resign from his duties. In our reading for today, the gentle shepherd is moved by compassion for his mother, Mary. In a final act of honor for her care, Jesus ensures that she will not be left homeless and vulnerable. He commissions his dear disciple John to take Mary into his household. The gospel account of Luke shows, as well, how Jesus responds to the prayer of a convicted criminal who is dying next to him. He blesses the man with forgiveness and with the promise of life in paradise. The Lord our Shepherd continues to pursue the lost and the wandering, even as he faces his own cruel death. These incidents show us that taking care of his Father's sheep was Jesus' passion. Jesus walks with them through the valley of the shadow of his own death. What wonderful love this is! Death and the tomb cannot contain it. The passage of thousands of years beyond his resurrection and return to heaven cannot dull such love. This is good news for us all. Where in your life have you encountered the Good Shepherd's love? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, we cannot thank you enough for your loving sacrifice for us. Help us to honor you in all we do as we seek to extend your care and love to the world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.